It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
There are reports that Lindsay Lohan and her girlfriend have broken up. Over the New Year's, they were seen shouting and hitting each other and pulling each other's hair.
You just turned on as I am.
Anyway, much like the rest of the country, Lindsay's the same. She'll have to get used to living without Bush this year. Filthy minds, I can't listen to this.
He's a ton of fun. I like that Craig Ferguson.
Always great.
When I'm staying up late. Stayed up late last night.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I watched the hockey game. And I also watched, after the hockey game was over, I was so keyed up because the Capitals won in overtime.
Right.
I ended up watching that movie Buzz Likes, The Dark Knight.
Yes.
I like it too. You what? Rob, you just pulled a Beth Ann McBride.
Well, I had to comment immediately. I was sad. I was tired of not seeing your face. I liked it too. The discrepancy. And you say I look at you.
How are you?
Yeah. where Buzz and I, where we didn't agree, as I thought that Heath Ledger was good, stop it. Just right now. But not as good as everyone says he is. But I liked the movie overall.
I thought the movie sucked.
I'm sorry
really?
To hear that.
I really did. Now, I have to tell you, retired.
And yet I opened the show with it today.
I drank a few glasses of wine watching the hockey game.
Okay.
So I was tired and I had vino in me. Mm. And I'm not sure I was even... I just found myself... I had great actors. I like me the Gary Oldman.
Yes. Sure.
I enjoy him, but I just didn't... I don't know. It's just the whole Batman.
What about the guy with half a face?
That was cool at the end.
Wasn't that good?
That was cool at the end.
And it's a good story.
I like that actor. I liked him and Aaron Brockovich, and I think that guy's a good actor. Harvey Dent, right?
That's right, D.A. Harvey
Dent. He becomes Two-Face, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Aaron Eckhart.
Real tough plot to follow.
I'm sorry. No.
Well, it's easy
haven't
to
we
follow.
Seen it? We've seen Two-Face.
It's easy to follow, Mike, because it's great storytelling.
All right, we got a lot to do here. We got so much going on, and I mentioned at the beginning of the show, like four different stories that I started to tell.
Okay.
I told the squirrel story. I got that out of the way,
check.
Right? But I did not mention what's coming up on the program today. We'll be chatting TV with Matt Rausch from TV Guide.
He's great.
And it's a perfect time of the year because I didn't realize this until I was researching the interview, that this is the time where they launch new series.
The second season.
I always thought, it was either in the summer or the fall. You know, you had summer replacements or you had the fall. Well, no, they're popping in a whole bunch of new programs for January, and I want to talk to him.
I know it's not really his forte, but would you ask him what he thought of The Dark Knight?
Sure.
I would like
just
to know what he thinks. And what I wanted to know is really what our discrepancy yesterday. What did you think if you just single out Heath Ledger's performance? What did you think of
as the Joker?
It was good.
But not
good.
Great, right?
No, he's getting all these accolades because he's dead.
No.
He was okay.
I thought
he's
was great.
Playing a comic book character. It is a performance that is very, it's solid.
He gave it depth and texture. I thought he was amazing.
It's hard for me to see depth and texture and get by all the comic book elements of it. Mm. I had trouble with that. Was it unique? I think we played a clip at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, we opened the show with it.
That was very, very evident how good he is in that movie.
Yeah.
But it was a good performance. Is it Oscar worthy? Not by a million miles.
You see, Oscar doesn't like a comic book.
Of course. And I agree with Oscar.
Yeah.
All right.
You always have.
These people have been waiting patiently on the line during the commercial break there. Alberto on the toll road. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello, Alberto. Hello.
Alberto.
Oh, I don't hear anything.
Hello.
Let me see if these are working.
Yeah,
hold on.
It's a little too quiet for my comfort.
Let's try this. Andrew. Andrew, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good. I'm glad that's working. What can we do for you, Andrew?
I wanted to tell you I spent my holiday watching my grandfather shock himself into senility with his bird feeder that is electric.
So, this
Boogie, woogie, woogie. How does it work?
This is sort of electric, too. Does he have the one where the squirrel's weight is on the little stand that it'll hurl the squirrel into oblivion?
No, it shocks them, similar to jamming a fork into an electrical outlet.
Now, why does it shock squirrels but not birds?
It's weight sensor. That's how it is.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I really do love it. And incidentally, the Texters went nuts with BB guns and 22s. I'm not going to shoot the squirrels in my backyard. I'd like to, but I'm not going to.
My stepfather-in-law
really
had a lot of fun with
it. It might have worked better if the DVD instruction manual hadn't been narrated by the Metro guy.
Oh, really? So in other words, they're explaining to your grandfather
how that go,
how to plug it in, and it goes, boom, boom.
Exactly.
Plug it.
Have a good time, guys.
The bird feeder. Thank you for calling in. Appreciate the call. Take the thing and pull it in the feeder. Put the seed and the thing over for it. And plug in electric shock. Thank you.
Have a good time at the inauguration, everybody. Let's go to James in Stafford, Virginia. Hello, James. You're on the show.
Hi, Mike. I just wanted to explain to you the reason why a lot of like me and a lot of people really like Heath Ledger as a Joker in that Batman is if you've read the Dark Knight series, he puts out how insane and crazy the Joker really is. Mm-hmm.
How long before you used the name Frank Miller?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, go ahead.
Who's Frank Miller?
He's the guy that did the comic book or the graphic novel that sort of inspired this new darker. And they always refer to that. I had an argument with my buddy Brad about that.
Here's the difference, though. Jack Nicholson played it as a comic book character.
Ledger was fantastic.
Heath Ledger played it like a real crazy human being.
But I can't go into a movie where I see a man flying around with ears and say that this is a serious crime movie.
Well,
you might be able to do that, but when you said to me, you sold me on it, you actually got me to buy the pay-per-view, when you say this is like a real crime story, and as soon as I see the ears... It's not. It's a comic book fantasy. You can make it as dark as you want. It is still going to be a comic book fantasy, I have trouble with that.
I like to see the Joker played broader. I mean, and unless we talk Cesar Romero.
Rob would like to see every character played broader, though.
By Cesar
Romero.
Rob
wants every character to be played just like Ida Lupino.
Rob thought Hamlet should be broader.
No, but I think Nicholson was my favorite Joker. But I liked the movie. I mean, I don't want you to say that I don't like the movie.
I'll tell you why I didn't like it. You had these incredible... Gary Oldman, who I think is one of the great actors of our time. Mm-hmm. You got one of my favorite actors, Morgan Freeman, in this. You got Christian Bale, who I thought, in American Psycho, it's probably one of the most brilliant performances I've ever seen.
His best movie since Newsies.
The guy that...
whispered too much.
The guy that played Harvey Dent. He's a good actor as well. Mm-hmm. Really, really good. And I liked him. I even liked him in that movie, No Reservations, with Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Don't you think the movie would have worked a little better if the female lead was a little hotter?
Yeah, probably. Because where do they get off? Thank you so much for bringing that up.
And they had a chance to bring anyone in.
You think she's hot, don't you?
I think she was all right. They could have picked somebody hotter.
She is heinous.
Strike two, because they had Katie Holmes in the first one. That was the weakest thing in the first
movie. But I swear to God.
And then they had a chance to replace her, and they bring in, is it Maggie Gyllenhaal?
Jake Gyllenhaal's sister.
Yeah, her little sister.
She is the... polar opposite of hot.
She looks like a melty face. Like her face has been altered. She looked like a Batman villain.
She is horrible looking.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, really horrible. How did they give her that role? I'm looking at Buzz Lightyear.
I have no idea. It's not my fault,
Mike. You've got hotties out there.
Yeah.
You've got beautiful women. This is a comic book. I mean, was she supposed to look more like a comic book person?
I have no idea what they were going for.
I don't know why she gets movie roles. She always looks like she's washed out and she's tired and her shoulders are sloped. And I don't like it at all. There you go. That's another reason I didn't like the movie. I thought, really, Maggie Gyllenhaal or Gyllenhaal or Jarhall.
Who would you put in Jarhall? Who would you put in that role?
Okay, in that role?
Yeah.
I remember back when Kim Basinger was very hot.
Yes.
Is it Basinger or Basinger?
It doesn't matter anymore.
Why can't these actresses just get names like Smith?
Jones.
That'd be better, wouldn't it?
Right.
Jones.
Or Voight. Or Jolie. No, but
Kim Basinger
was a Batman girl.
Right, yeah, she was.
Back in the Joker Batman.
And don't forget, who was it that was the Catwoman?
Michelle Pfeiffer.
She was way hot.
Halle Berry.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We're
yes.
talking smoking hotties, absolutely. But then Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Mm. Yeah, they were going for something different.
Pig Patrol. Uma. I swear to God.
Uma Thurman is Poison Ivy.
Hello, I don't have your name, but you're on the show. Who's this?
This is Alberto.
Alberto, called back. Hello, Alberto.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great.
I just want to tell you like a little experience I had with the feeder. I had Oscar's Bolivian mom, Maria, taking all the seat out of my feeder, man. That was crazy.
How did you get rid of her?
I buzzed her off.
Is that like a Bolivian joke? Is that supposed to be that I didn't get? Thank you very much. He had to call back and share that.
I'm not sure anyone got it.
I don't enjoy that ethnic humor.
You've always
hated it. Maybe it's me.
The texters are weighing in on this. They're saying use a 22 with rat shot. It's like a shotgun shell for a 22, but doesn't pack the power of a normal shell. It also sounds like a BB gun when fired.
That was your old DJ name.
Is that from Wichita, Sacramento, or outstate Virginia? Which three redneck areas did the gunfire come
from? It's local. It's got a 540 area code.
Oh, well, that's not far enough out.
That's not local, Virginia.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mike, you are a effing tool bag.
Oh, how
he was phenomenal. Richard in Sacramento. I guess he's talking about Heath Ledger.
Yes.
I think you're overreacting to the death of Mr. Ledger. And Maggie Gyllenhaal was a pig in that movie.
Over
and I
Christmas.
Thought the movie was a comic book story. And it's hard to believe a true crime story when a bat is flying around with ears. Excuse me.
Over Christmas, I went to a local men's clothier to buy a sweater vest because I thought that's what the day called for.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy wouldn't shut up about Heath Ledger. So maybe I was turned by that. Because he just said, you won't. He looked at me.
You know what it is?
What?
It is the fascination that we have with all things death.
You think?
I mean, everything death gets noticed. I mean, that's the thing that turns people on.
Mm-hmm.
Death sells. Death sells like nothing else. I mean, you know, I really got to the point, we exploit on this show. We're just as guilty as anybody else. But you know what? I really got to the point with Jet Travolta's death. Of almost wanting to puke.
Oh, yeah.
It was so overdone.
Everybody, I mean, really, and everybody latching on.
Mm-hmm. Latching on to it, trying to create a controversy, you know, that, oh, they, you know, why did this happen? But, you know, doing that BS little, the comparison between Scientologies and the Church of, what's the other one?
Christian Scientists.
Christian Scientists, mm-hmm. You know, trying to say they didn't believe in medicine, which they did. You know, they were normal parents and they were very loving parents.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a kid that had issues. And because of those issues, you know, he passed away. And I just, you know, at a certain point, leave it alone. But I think one of the reasons, I don't think that Heath Ledger's performance, it might get, a nice review.
Yeah.
But if he's not, you know, dying of an overdose, I don't think anybody's even paying any attention to that at all.
I don't care about Oscar one way or the other. I just think it was a great performance, and not because he's dead. I honestly don't give a whit about that one way or another.
Well, you liked the whole movie. So, I mean, you are biased.
I liked Heath Ledger. I thought he was amazing.
I'll give you this. You know what I'll give you? He was the best thing in that movie.
Oh, good.
Absolutely. He was a great villain. You know, a great villain in a movie is when you really want him to show up. Who was the best
The best thing in that movie was the motorcycle. You have to admit, that was pretty cool.
Rob was into that.
Let's, I liked it.
Get our first look at news for the Batman man. Here he is, the man, the legend, Mr. Buzz Burbank with the first news of the day. Hi, Buzz.
Thank you, Mike. The U.S. budget deficit is crossing the $1 trillion mark for the first time ever. And President-elect Barack Obama talked about that this morning.
My own economic and budget team projects that unless we take decisive action, even after our economy pulls out of its slide, $1 trillion deficits will be a reality for years to come.
Years to come.
Yep.
Afterward, Obama attended an historic luncheon that also included both Presidents Bush as well as Bill Clinton and Jimmy Carter. Fighting's resumed in Gaza after the end of a 3-hour truce between Israel and Hamas. Both sides have agreed to a daily break in the fighting to allow the much-needed humanitarian aid into Gaza.
You want to take a Dark Knight call?
Sure, let's do that.
Let's go to Charles in D.C. Charles, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, what's up, Mike? What's up, Buzz?
Hey.
What's up, Rob?
Hello.
Hey, man, seriously. Well, I mean, Mike, how can you just describe it as a comic book movie? It's more of a serious, like a noir type movie. You know, it has so
No,
many...
it's not.
It's absolutely not noir.
When I look at that movie, as soon as I get that comic book feel, where he's got the special suit, and he's got the special car, and he's got the ears, and he's got the suit that the bullets bounce off of.
Wouldn't be Batman without the ears and the cape,
yeah,
right?
But it's not. There's nothing credible about that. And listen, I know when you go into a film, especially certain films, mm-hmm. you will enjoy it more if you suspend disbelief.
Right.
But this is just, you know, you're either into that comic book crap or you're not.
Mm-hmm.
And I got news for you. Rob and I up in New York, we went to see Spider-Man, the original Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire.
Right.
I thought it was okay.
Very entertaining.
I mean, it's escape entertaining, but
that's
now,
all it is.
That's all we see.
But I see,
that's
I think,
all you have is these comic books. What is going on?
Well, I know you're tired of this.
Hollywood has no ideas, man.
What's that?
Hollywood has no idea.
Well, I agree, and we agree on that, Charles. That's
Fair
what's
enough.
Frustrating,
yeah.
though. You know, I mean, you see some decent movies out there, and, you know, I'll give
Space
Tom Cruise. Space Chimps was good. Valkyrie, I thought, was a pretty good movie.
Right.
I enjoyed
Beverly
that.
Hills Chihuahua.
You're killing me. Charles, thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it.
All right, man. All right.
That new one with Kevin James as a janitor, I'll bet that's good.
It's not a janitor. He's a mall cop.
We got a break, but let's go to, and we'll finish up with Buzz when we come back. Sue in Fairfax.
Sue.
You're on the air.
Hi, I just wanted to thank you, Mike. I agree with you completely about The Dark Knight.
Yeah,
and you're
just,
the first person I've heard say that.
You're a girl.
I think really that it's important for for people to just protest this constant comic book crap that we get that has CGI, 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 and you know they had some great actors in this movie, and I think really I've never seen a movie that. you know, had all this talent and really kind of squandered it with the crappy content.
I understand you're weary of the genre, and that's fair. I agree with you. I am too. I just thought this movie transcended that. This wasn't Spider-Man.
You know what? I will take a look at it again, but on first go around, mm-hmm. it was just like, I found myself not only, if I had been in a theater and not watching this home, I'd be checking my watch. I found myself not paying attention.
I have to be.
It was so over the top. I found myself.
I can't be tired when I watch a dark movie like that. I need to be, you know, fresh and alert.
You know what a dark movie is for me?
What?
Silence of the Lambs.
Oh yeah,
that's a dark movie.
Sure.
That's a movie that I'm sitting in there, and you know what? Compelling to me about that movie is the fact that you think that, you know, these guys are real killers.
Psychological
thriller.
You don't
think so in these comic book movies, because it's all done in that, you know, that ridiculous kind of way. You know, my father sliced open my mother's mouth.
You want to know a dark movie? West Side Story.
Queen.
At moments.
Sue, thank you for the call, okay?
All right.
Thanks for calling in. Buzz, we're going to get the rest of your news, because you got a lot more coming up. And we will also chat with TV Guide's Matt Roush.
Yay.
Right after these commercial messages.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.